Random House Audio presents Then and Always by Danny Atkins. Read for you by Susan Duerden. My first life ended at 10:37 p.m. on a rainy December night on a deserted street beside the old church. My second life began some 36 hours later when I woke up to the acrid aroma of a hospital ward with a large head wound and a life about which I had absolutely no recollection. I was surrounded by friends and family, and that should have made it better. But it didn't, as one of them had been dead for a considerable period of time. I wanted to write down everything that had happened, to see if by committing it to paper I could make some sense of it all. Or perhaps I just needed to prove to everyone, even myself, that I wasn't going crazy. For a long time, I thought that this story should begin with what happened to me at the church, when my life literally came apart. But now I realize that to understand it all, I have to go back much further than that. For it really all began 5 years earlier, on the night of the farewell dinner. Chapter 1. September 2008. Long after the screaming had stopped, when the only sound to be heard was the soft crying of my friends as they waited for the ambulance to arrive, I realized that I was still clutching the lucky penny tightly within my palm. My fingers refused to unfurl from around the tiny copper talisman, as though by sheer will alone I would somehow be able to wind back time and erase the tragedy around me. Was it really only half an hour earlier that Jimmy had picked up the glinting coin from the...